HKX, monitoring.
Stuck in my crawl and I can't figure it out. I've been looking at the channel spacing anywhere from 12.5 kilohertz all the way up to 25 kilohertz, which I mean basically is, as far as I can remember, changing it from narrowband to wideband, and I can't find any indicators on any of the repeater sites that show whether the repeaters are set for wideband or narrowband. I know FCC changed everything over to narrowbanding, but that didn't apply to ham radio, and I didn't know if some of the repeaters had adopted that or if everybody just stayed on wideband.
I don't know on that one. I know if you look at them on the band scope, the 610 looks different than the 640 repeater when they're talking on them. So maybe Dave can answer that if he's listening.
For CEF, go ahead.
I was going to throw it out. I know some of the GMRS videos I've watched, if you try to run narrow on a wide, you sound quieter, but I don't know if it matters the other way around.
I copy that. I had picked up that information, and that's what I was just doing with Patrick there. I switched over from completely wideband at 25 kilohertz down to 12.5 on narrow, and he doesn't seem to hear any difference in it. I know it's really the deviation as far as the frequency goes, but just wondering which one's going to get into the repeaters most optimal and get my base set up to where it's actually operating at 100%.
For sure, and I know anytime I've watched videos on the GMRS side of it, you know, they talk about a lot of the FRS radios will run narrow band, and if you're doing that and talking to somebody that's wide banded, it'll just be a lower volume. But I don't know if that, you know, it could be that a repeater picks it up and broadcasts it back out one way or the other. Who knows?
So that may only come into play on Simplex. The repeater, I'm hearing the repeater, what it's sending back, so it's staying the same no matter what.
Technology is, it's smarter than the rest of us.
Yeah, it's left all mine on the whatever it came with as far as the default settings. I haven't tried to play with an arrow or wide.
That's... with the radio itself, if you program it from the main screen here on the radio front, it'll set it to wideband right off the bat. But if you go in through the programming software, it always selects narrowband. So I don't know if that's to try to comply with FCC guidelines to be able to import these Chinese radios or how they've got them set up. But just trying to figure out which the best way to go is.
Set up wide. I don't think I've tried narrow much anything. Even whenever I was programming my GMRS, I think I changed everything over to wide, unless it's specific frequency for narrow. But on my radios, I haven't done a whole lot with the ham radio side of it. But like I said, I would think if anything where it would come into play is if you're narrow and somebody else is wide that you're talking to, you may come in at a lower volume. But other than that, I don't think it really matters.
Just keep running it at wide. Play around with it some more and see what I can come up with, but if everything's working, I guess it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Always good to understand what it does.
Mode running a more narrow band. I think you're, you know, I don't know about DMR, but I know like the Fusion that I've got on mine, I think it runs at 12.5 just by default.
The Motorola Moto Turbo system ran at 6.25. It took a narrow band and cut it in half, and you could actually run two different channels on the same repeater. That was one of the features that we liked when I was in the emergency services, that we could have one repeater and operate two channels.
How DMR works.
Not right, because that gives you the better advantage to use the one frequency in multiple channels.
DMR with the color code, or zone one and zone two, there's two zones on there, and that's what it is two different channels on the same frequency, and they're 30 second or 30 whatever it was, I can't remember now, is the way they work.
Pay grade on that one. All right, gentlemen, I am home in the driveway, so I'm going to say 7-3 to you. Got through changing my oil and rode the truck around. Seems to be running good, so I think it's time to head on in the house. This is KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on y'all's final.
4CEF, this is K2RCL. We'll say 73. Appreciate the info, and pleasure talking with you. Have yourself a good afternoon.
This is Andrew. Maybe I'll catch you in the morning if you're still around. What kind of base station did you set up this time?
I just took everything out of that case, and I've got that dual bander sitting on the desk mounted, and rerouted the power supply and rerun all the power cables and stuff for it. Since I sold the HF, I just kind of minimized stuff down on the desk here where I've got my DMR hotspot and my base radio here.
Using your DMR much lately?
Much. Really, about the only chances I've had talking radio has either been in the car or, you know, just short sessions sitting here at the desk. I just had so much stuff going on, especially with the holidays coming.
I got my upgrade on my general and have hardly used it at all. Most of the time I'm on the radio is when I'm in the truck, so I don't know. Maybe after the first year, things will slow down a little bit and get a little more time with it.
Thing by time, and that's the main thing we need right now.
What projects you got going on right now?
For ID. I've been doing some upgrades in the shop and trying to get that Dakota project going and just odds and ends stuff here around the house that's kind of got pushed to the wayside with all the work jobs and stuff that we've had. So we're just trying to get stuff caught up before winter sets in.
Is a knocking on the door.
These last couple of days will spoil us. Been warm and nice to be outside.
Ain't kidding about that. Last week was probably one of the best weeks in a while.
Weather, I don't know if we're going to have any more of those between now and spring, but we might get another little warm snap here somewhere.
Maybe, but it is that time of year, so there's nothing we can do about it. I might as well learn to enjoy it.
One day at a time, weather's one of them things we can't change, so we'll just do the best we can do. I was looking at the band plan here, and it doesn't even show on it whether they're doing wide or narrow band for repeater inputs, and that's on the FCC site, so I don't know how we'd find it out.
I jumped over there and on this Yaesu and changed from narrow to wide band on it while you and Andrew were talking, and it made y'all sound different, so it may be on the receive side that it's, but I'm not sure. I don't know.
Mine around when you and I were trying it, and it didn't seem to make any difference on my side. So, I don't know. It's one of them things I've got it in my mind, and I got to figure it out. But eventually, I'll run across the information.
How we learn, that's how we grow. So, nothing wrong with that. That's the nice thing about this hobby. There's a lot of buttons to play with and a lot of information that can change.
No doubt. All it takes is to solder one connection to the wrong place and all the magic smoke comes out of it, too.
So you thinking about getting you another HF rig, or are you going to wait a little while?
Wait a while. Just kind of focus in on some of the priorities around the house and stuff and get stuff situated, and then maybe somewhere down the road when things settle in, I might get back into it again with the HF rig.
Make sure you get you one before you do any more traveling up to Alaska and places like that. That way we can still keep in touch.
Interesting to try to transmit from Alaska all the way back to North Carolina or South Carolina. It'd be kind of interesting to see how all that would go. I know I've hit Ontario from here, but I know some of the other guys are talking about they're all over the world, so it's definitely a possibility.
Hey, like I said, we still got a lot of learning to do also in how you put the antennas up and how you get them to do what you want them to do.
Yeah, no doubt. There's always something to learn, for sure.
I'll let you get back to your project there you was working on, and I'll say 7.3s for now, but I'll keep an ear out for you on down the log, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7.3s, Russell.
We'll say 73s, and y'all have a good afternoon. K2RC will be clear.